right hand. Trims down the deficit now 13-5 here in the opening set of action. Will be there, libero Ray Saunders now to serve for Hilltop. And that'll go as an ace for her as that drops right in front of A.J. Heminger. This will be the first ace of the evening for Hilltop. 13-6, now your score here into the first set of action. Saunders still serving for Hilltop, and Heminger digs that one up, but doesn't pick it out greatly. Rombach tries to send it over for the free ball, but not quite enough on it. So that one will fall in favor of Hilltop, as Hilltop gets on a little bit of a run of their own. Now 13-7 is your score here in the opening set of action from the Elida Fieldhouse. Saunders still serving for Hilltop. Barely gets that one over. Heminger digs it up. White setting up for Lanacek. Near side and slams that one down right in front of Gabby Rodriguez for the kill for the sophomore. Calvert now doubling up. Hilltop once again 14-7. Your score here in the first set. Reminder that today's first set brought to you by Bascom Communications, your local link to the world online at BascomTelephone.com. Arm Angiola checking in for Kate Laney. She'll go back to serve. And that'll go down as an ace for her. Unable to dig that one up cleanly. That time was anyone on the Hilltop side. 15-7, now your score. Calvert with the lead here in the opening set. Mangiola serving for the Senecas. Hilltop setting up opposite side. They end up tapping it over. Emma White sends it right back over after the deflection at the net. And that one will go as a kill for Hilltop. Bailey able to get that one through the Calvert wall for their point. Point in possession back over to Hilltop. 15-8, your score. Calvert with the advantage here in the first set of action. DC Conley now serving for Hilltop. And that'll go down as an ace on the underhand hit. They call against Kate Rombach for Calvert. Just a couple more points strung together by Hilltop. 15-9, your score. Calvert with the lead. Conley, the center for Hilltop, now continues to serve. Rombach digs it up for Calvert. They set it up backside for Lanacek. Deflected, but deflected right out of play towards the Calvert bench. Another Calvert point adds on to the lead now 16-9 here in the opening set of action. Lanacek checking out. Heminger back in now. She'll go back to serve for Calvert. Hilltop sets it up opposite side, deflected, now dug up by Mangiola, but accidental free ball, and then jousting the net, that time won by Hilltop. They're able to get that point on the board, cutting the deficit down to 6, 16-10 your score here in the first set of action. Bailey now back to serve for Hilltop. Mangiola digs it up, but no one there to get it after the dig, so that one will fall in favor of Hilltop. That's it down to 5 now for the Cadets. 16-11 here in the opening set. That's your score on the Ropey Corporation scoreboard. Celebrating over 60 years as a leading manufacturer in the commercial flooring industry. Angiola digs that one up after the serve from Hilltop. They set it up for Hannah Miller and gets it over. Hilltop able to play it up cleanly. They send it over back again. Angiola digs it up. White setting it up backside for Rombach. Dug that again that time by Hilltop. Down the middle attack. Deflected now onto the Calvert side, and they're unable to get it after the deflection at the net. Hilltop now getting a little run together. Now 16-12, your score. First set of action here from the Elida Fieldhouse Division 4 Regional Semifinals. Here on Classica 96.7 WBVI. Bailey still serving for Hilltop. Mangiola digs it up for the Senecas. White setting it up for Miller. Deflected now onto the Hilltop side. They set it up for Rodriguez, opposite side. Mangiola digs it up. White setting it up for Miller, and just a little too far as she tried to paint the opposite side corner, but had a little too much on it. And now Hilltop taking it down to a three-point deficit, 16-13 here in the opening set of action. Bailey still serving for Hilltop. Mangiola digs it up for Calvert. White down the middle for Miller, deflected back over to Calvert. Rombach will send it back over, deflected still on the Hilltop side. And they will be able to get it back over, but they will call a double hit against Hilltop, giving the point over to Calvert, as that will put an end to that little Hilltop run. Calvert now leading again by 4, 17-13. As we've had a full rotation, Emma White now back to serve again for Calvert. Hilltop, they set it up. Rodriguez will send it over now on the free ball. Mangiola digs it up. White, near side for Miller. Somehow saved that time by Hilltop. They send it back over on another free ball. White setting it up for Shook. And that one they will call an underhand hit on Calvert on the attack that time from Cameron Shook. Deficit down to three again for Hilltop, 17-14 here in the first set. Hilltop came into this one 20-5. Henniger digs it up after the serve. They set it up for Miller down the middle, and she'll put that one down right on the top of the three-point arc on the opposite side of the floor here on the basketball side of the court. Calvert lead back up to 4, 18-14. Anna Miller back to serve was a big part of their run early on in this one. She now sends it over for Calvert. Accidental free ball. Laney sends it right back down to finish that one off for the Calvert points. And now they're going to say no, it's a Hilltop point. Not really sure what they're going to say the call was there, unless they said Laney went under the net right before she went up to hit it. Nonetheless, deficit back down to three once again. Hilltop will serve. White setting it up opposite side for Shook. That will be out of play off of the hands of Shook. They say it wasn't deflected up front. Now just a two-point lead for Calvert, 18-16 here in the first set. Hilltop making a good run here in this first set of action. Alex Horton now back to serve for Hilltop, and that'll go down as an ace for her. Miller unable to deflect it. Now just a one-point lead for Calvert, 18-17. And Coach Rombach will actually take her first timeout of the evening, with Calvert just having a one-point lead, 18-17. In the first set of action, Lance Morris here from the Elida Fieldhouse on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. Looking at the tail of the tape coming into this one, Calvert at 22-3 on the season. Perfect through the SBC River on the year. Lost only 9 sets throughout this entire season, and only one of them came in a win. As with Norwalk, they won that one in 4 sets. The other matches, they ended up falling 2 to NDCL, 3 to St. Ursula, then 3 to Liberty Benton. And you look at things on the Hilltop side, 20-5 on the season from the Buckeye Border Conference, very close to the Indiana border, as you can tell in the conference name. And some of their big wins on the season were they were able to beat North Central twice. They were one of five teams to knock off Hilltop on the season. And Hilltop does have some good losses on the season, as one of them is to Tenora, who is playing in their own regional semifinals right now. Ready to go following the timeout. Each team has taken one in this first set. Calvert with the one-point lead. We'll set it up for Kate Rombach. Deflected back over to Calvert, and that will fall in favor of Hilltop, and that will tie this one up 18-18 here in set number one. Calvert had a big lead at one point, leading by as much as 7. And now it's all tied up. Hemminger digs it up after the Hilltop serve. They set it up for Shook. Deflected at the net. Diving save. And that one will fall in favor of Calvert. They'll retake the one-point lead, 19-18 here in the first set. Out go Shook and Hemminger. In come Palm and Lanacek for Calvert. Palm will go back to serve now for the Senecas. Leading by one, first set of action here in Elida. Hilltop setting up opposite side for Rodriguez. Gets that one down and somehow saved, and Calvert is able to get it back over. Hilltop, they set it up down the middle this time, and it'll be a little too long on the attack that time from freshman middle hitter Libby Baker for Hilltop. Now a two-point advantage here for Calvert in set number one. Palm back to continue serving for Calvert. Get that one over, dug up by Hilltop. Set up opposite side for Rodriguez. Deflected back over to Hilltop. He set up down the middle. White digs it up. Laney taps it back over. Now onto the Hilltop side. Rodriguez will send it over lightly with the right hand. White setting it up opposite side for Rombach. Just a little too strong from Kate Rombach that time. That'll be a point to Hilltop. Deps it back down to one for Calvert. 20-19 is your score. Calvert with the one-point lead over Hilltop. First set of action, Elida Fieldhouse Regional Finals in Division 4. Anna Miller digs that one up for Calvert. Set up near side for Lanacek, and Lanacek will put that one down near the back line for the Calvert's kill. 21-19, now the score. Calvert regaining a lead by 2. Kate Rombach now will go back to serve for Calvert. Hilltop setting it up, opposite side. Lightly tapped over. Rombach digs it up. White will send it over. Diving save from Hilltop, though. Deflected, somehow saved by Laney. Now Lanacek will tap it over right in the middle of the Hilltop defense as Calvert was able to negate the bad positioning they were in for a moment on defense, still able to get it over. They now lead again by 3, 22-19. Kate Rombach still serving for Calvert. Hilltop setting it up opposite side, deflected at the net by Lanacek and White. Hilltop sets it up again. They get it through the wall that time. Hemminger digs it up. Accidental free ball, though. Shouts to the net, falling on the side of Hilltop for the Calvert point. They add on to the lead now, 23-19. And now Hilltop will take their final timeout of this first set of action. 23-19 is your score. Calvert with the lead here in set number one. But after starting off as hot as Calvert did, Hilltop was able to claw their way back into this first set of action. And Calvert now a 4-point lead in set number one. Winner of this one will take on New Knoxville. That will be Saturday right back here at the Alida Fieldhouse. That will start at about 2 o'clock on Saturday evening. Big weekend for a lot of area teams. Of course, regionals here this week in volleyball as well as in soccer. And second round of the postseason as far as high school football. Just about ready to go following the timeout. Calvert leading 23-19, set number one from the Alida Fieldhouse, Division IV regional semifinals. Lance Morris with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. Now we're ready to go out of the timeout. Kate Rombach will continue to serve for the Senecas. So they try to take this first set of action here today. Rombach will send it over. Hilltop setting it up opposite side, deflected and falling on the Calvert side for the Hilltop point. Puts the deficit back down to 3 for the Hilltop Cadets. 23-20, your score. Ray Saunders now back to serve for Hilltop. The libero for the Cadets, the junior, one of their leaders in aces, came into today with 26. She will now send it over. Hemminger digs it up. White setting up for Lanacek. Lanacek putting it down right in the back near corner for the Calvert kill. 1 point away, Calvert is, from taking set number one. Kate Laney checks out. Mara Mangiola checking in for the Senecas, trying to take this first set of action here in Alida. Mangiola sends it over, dug out by Hilltop. Set it up opposite side, gets through the wall. Rombach to set it up to White to Lanacek, and that'll do it for set number one. Calvert will prevail in set number one by a score of 25-20. But that will step aside for a quick timeout. We'll be back here in about 2 minutes for set number two here from the Alida Fieldhouse. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball and Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
You can always listen to Tiffin Calvert Seneca volleyball action anywhere in the world by logging on to WBVI.com and hit the Listen Now button.
Oh.
It's the only sport where kills are allowed and encouraged. It's volleyball, Seneca style. And now more Tiff and Calvert volleyball action on Classic Hits 96.7.
Getting ready to start set number two here from the Elida Fieldhouse. It's Morris with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. Calvert able to prevail in set number one by a score of 25-20. Getting ready now for set number two here. This is game number two of a doubleheader here in Elida. Regional semifinals action. Game number one featured Lipstick and New Knoxville. It was New Knoxville taking that one in straight sets over Lipstick. So Lipstick will not be able to make back-to-back regional final runs, but do get back to the regionals for two straight seasons. So winner of this one will take on New Knoxville. They'll be back here Saturday afternoon at 2 for regional finals action. Winner will punch their ticket to Dayton. And we're just about ready to roll here in set number two. Hilltop will get the first serve to start this one off. It'll be Bailey back to serve now for Hilltop. Bailey now will send it over. Heminger digs it up for Calvert. White setting up opposite side for Miller. Cross-court attack a little too strong. That first point will fall in favor of Hilltop, but same way set number one started before Calvert made a big run early on in the opening set. Bailey still serving for Hilltop. Brownback digs it up. White setting it up for Shook near side, and that'll put down for the Calvert's kill. Just like that, all tied up 1-1 here in set number two. Reminder, set number two today brought to you by Grit. Grit will help you find the strength and courage to become the best version of you. Located behind Ace Hardware inside Bodyworks 24-hour fitness of Tiffin. White now back to serve for Calvert, and that'll drop right in the middle of the floor for the ace for the senior. Calvert now a 2-1 advantage here in set number two. White continuing to serve for the Senecas. Almost got another ace. Great save that time. Angiola digs zone up on the dive. Set up near side for Miller. Barely gets that one over. And accidentally sent it over, and then Rombach sends it right back over on the near side corner for the Calvert's kill. Now a 3-1 lead for Calvert here in the second set of action, trying to take a 2-0 advantage. Emma White still serving for Calvert. That'll be another ace for Emma White as that falls on the basketball part of this floor. Each side has a basketball inside the key, well, right at the top of the key, right above the paint. And now 4-1 lead for Calvert here in set two. White continuing to serve for the Senecas, already with two aces, and that'll fall just out of play on the near side for the air. Gives point of possession back over to Hilltop. Now 4-2 is your score here in set number two. Yeah, Hancock now back to serve for Hilltop. I'll send it up now for Miller. Accidental free ball goes all the way back over to Calvert. White will dig it up. Rombach will send it over on the second hit and a fall right in front of Bailey as she tried to get that one hit and couldn't quite hit it well enough. As Calvert now extends their lead back to 3, 5-2 here in the second set. Kate Laney checking in for Mara Mangiola. Hannah Miller now back to serve for Calvert. Low dig that time from Hilltop. They set it up down the middle. They tap it over. Heminger digs it up. White setting up backside for Rombach and cross-court kill that time for the senior. Calvert will add on to their lead now 6-2 here in set number two. Division four regional semifinals from the Elida Fieldhouse. Calvert a 6-2 lead here in set number two. Took set number one 25-20. Hannah Miller still serving for Calvert. Will set it up near side, blocks the net back over to Hilltop. Near side attack this time, but it'll be much too strong as Calvert will get that one in their favor after the attack error from Hilltop. Now a 5-point lead for Calvert here in set number two. Anna Miller will continue to serve for Calvert. Light serve and right where it needed to be as that falls for an ace for the junior. She's been piling on aces. That's now her fifth on the evening after four in the opening set. It's part of that big run in the early goings. 8-2 now your score. Calvert with the lead here in the second set. Miller this time, though, slams it into the net for the air. Going to possession back over to Hilltop. Scoring out 8-3 in set number two. Alex Horton now back to serve for Hilltop. Diving dig that time from Hemminger. They set it up for Shook. Took out that time by Hilltop. They set it up opposite side for Rodriguez. Diving attempt from Hemminger, but couldn't quite get enough on it to save it. That'll fall in favor of Hilltop. Cuts it down now 8-4, the deficit for the Cadets. Hortonton will continue to serve now for Hilltop. Miller digs that one up for Calvert. White setting up for Shook. High dig that time for Hilltop. Hornup just tapping it over cross court action. White setting up near side for Shook and puts that one down right in front of Bailey for the Calvert's kill. Hemminger checking out, as does Shook. So we'll see Palm and Lanacek back in now, and Palm will go back to serve for Calvert. Lead 9-4 here in the second set, and that one will go down as an ace for Palm, as that was a bad dig that time from Saunders as it went all the way into the net, and then Hilltop unable to do anything with it after that. And Hilltop will take their first timeout of this second set of action. 10-4, your score. Hilltop trailing Calvert in this one, and they'll take the first timeout in this second set. Calvert with the 6-point lead here in set two. Lance Morris with you on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. Winner of this one will take on New Knoxville in the regional finals. That'll be right back here in Elida. That'll be Saturday at 2 o'clock. And New Knoxville was able to knock off Lipsick in straight sets in the first game of action here today in Elida. Calvert trying to take a 2-0 advantage. And while Calvert has had a lot more recent success, Hilltop, this is a program that has won a state title before. They won a state title back in 1991. It was Janice Brunner as the head coach back then as well, and she's quite the decorated player in her career. She actually played both volleyball and college, volleyball and basketball in college, is in the Bluffton Hall of Fame. Now we're ready to go following the timeout. Accidental free ball, Laney sends it back over. Now accidental free ball goes all the way out of bounds as Palma lets it go out of bounds on the far sideline. Another point for Calvert, they'll keep possession, now leading 11-4 here in set number two. Celia Palm continuing to serve for Calvert. He'll send it over. Near side attack this time for Rodriguez, and putting that one right down after the deflection from Hannah Miller. That'll get point possession back over to Hilltop. 11-5 now your score. Shook and Palm will check out now for Calvert. Rombach and Hemminger checking in. Rodriguez now serving for Hilltop. White setting it up near side for Lanacek. Tried to go cross court, but a little too much mustard on that one from Lanacek as that goes out of bounds on the attack error. Possession won't stay with Hilltop. They cut the deficit back down to 5, 11-6 now in the second set. Rodriguez barely gets it over the net. Miller actually will set up near side for Lanacek, but they will call a double hit on Miller. That'll be another point over to Hilltop. Deficit down to 4. Rodriguez, the junior, will continue to serve for Hilltop. Miller first to touch it for Calvert. Set up opposite side for Rombach. Dug out again by Hilltop. Set up opposite side. Dug out by Miller. White setting it up for Lanacek, but another double hit going to be called on Calvert. Coach Rombach wants the explanation on that one, as that cuts the deficit down to 3 now for Hilltop as they go on a little bit of a run here. Rodriguez still serving for the Cadets. Miller first to touch it. White setting it up for Laney. Taps it over. Hilltop setting it up opposite side. Locked to the net by Lanacek. Diving save from Laney. And White ends up sending it over on the free ball. Locked to the net that time by Lanacek. Back over and out to Hilltop. And a couple tries on the free ball before they end up hitting the antenna on the far side. That'll be a point for Calvert. Lead back up to four for the Senecas, 12-8. Here in set number two. Calvert trying to take a 2-0 advantage. 4 points to the lead by here in the second set. Kate Rombach now back to serve for the Senecas. As that will be a point for Calvert this time as they call a double hit on Hilltop. Now a 5-point lead for Calvert here in set number two. Kate Rombach will continue to serve for the Senecas. Hilltop setting up opposite side for Bailey. Heminger digs it up. White setting it up near side. Laney hits it over. Hilltop sets it up far side for Bailey. Gets that one through the wall and falls out on the Calvert side for the Hilltop point. Cuts it down to a 4-point lead now for Calvert. Hilltop takes over the serve. It'll be Ray Saunders back to serve their junior libero. Come back first to hit it for Calvert. White setting up for Lanacek. Cross-court attack dug out that time by Bailey for Hilltop. He set it up for Bailey. Diving save from Miller. White taps it over. Perfect Emma White special with the backhand for the Calvert point and kill. Back to a 5-point advantage for Calvert here in set number two. Mangiola getting set to check in for Calvert. She'll check in for Kate Laney. 14-9, your score. Calvert leading by 5 here in the second set on the Ropey Corporation scoreboard, celebrating over 60 years as a leading manufacturer in the commercial flooring industry. Mangiola now back to serve for Calvert. Back by Hilltop. Set up cross-court side. Deflected that time by Calvert out of play. That'll be a point for Hilltop. 14-10 now your score. They're in set number two. It'll be Casey Conley now back to serve for Hilltop. Conley now will send it over. Miller first to touch it. White setting up your side for Miller. Somehow saved by Hilltop. They'll end up tapping it over. Angiola digs it up. White down the middle for Lanacek. Another dig from Saunders this time for Hilltop. They get it through the wall, dug out by Mangiola. White setting it up for Miller near side, slams it down, but just out of play on the near sideline. Attack error will give the point of possession back over still to Hilltop. 14-11, your score in the second set. Calvert took set number one, 25-20, currently with a 3-point lead in the second set. Bombach digs that one up for Calvert. They set up near side for Miller and slams that one down right in the middle of the floor for the Calvert's kill. Lead back up to 4 now for the Senecas. Cameron Shook will check in. This time for Lanacek. Heminger now back to serve for Calvert. One of a handful of first-team SBC River players on this side. Hilltop able to send it over. Rombach digs it up. Setting it up for Miller. Deflected by Hilltop. Still on their side. Bailey ends up sending it over. Rombach taps it, and no one to grab it after she taps it up that time. And another point falling in favor of Hilltop, taking it back down to a 3-point deficit. 15-12, your score here in the second set. Bailey now back to serve again for Hilltop. White setting up down the middle for Miller, deflected at the net, but it was deflected that time off of Hilltop, and that'll be a point for Calvert. To a 4-point lead for the Senecas, 16-12. Second set of action here in Elida. Vision for regional semifinals. Lance Morris with you on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI, online through WBVI.com. Full rotation. Emma White now back to serve for Calvert. Hilltop sets it up for Rodriguez. Diving save from Rombach. They'll set it up for Miller. Bit of an awkward jump, but still able to get it over. Set it up down the middle. Another dig that time from Miller. Set up for Rombach backside. Just in on the back line. On the kill from Kate Rombach. Puts the Calvert lead back up to 5. 17-12 here in the second set of action. Emma White will continue to serve for Calvert. Back-to-back SBC River Player of the Year. That'll be an ace for Emma White. And she'll keep things rolling for Calvert. Now a 6-point advantage. 18-12 here in set number two. Calvert starting to pull away just a little bit here in the second set. Emma White back to continue serving for Calvert. Saunders digs it up for Hilltop. They'll set up for Rodriguez. Deflected that time by Calvert, but they deflect it out of play. So it'll be a point for Hilltop. They'll retake possession, trailing now by five here in set number two. And Hancock now back to serve for Hilltop. Heminger digs it up. White setting up down the middle for Miller. Deflected that time back over to Calvert. Brombach will send it back over. Rodriguez now deflected by Mangiola. They set it up for Rombach down the middle. And they move this one dead, and they'll give the point to Calvert. Extending the Calvert lead once again, now back up to six, 19-13. Kalani checking in for Mangiola on the Calvert side. 19-13, your score. Second set of action, Calvert leading. Hannah Miller now back to serve for Calvert. Awkward dig, somehow able to be sent over though by Hilltop on the free ball. White setting it up for Cameron Shook. And that'll fall in favor of Calvert after a couple deflections on the Hilltop side. Calvert adds on to the lead, now up to seven. We may see a timeout here, and yes, we will see a timeout here on the Hilltop side. That's their second of the second set of action. Calvert, a 20-13 lead over Hilltop. Division 4 regional semifinals. Classic hits 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. Lance Morris here with you today. The Tiffin Calvert volleyball winner of this one will take on New Knoxville. That will be played here again in Elida. That'll be at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Winner will then punch their ticket down to Dayton for the state semifinals. Then the winner of the matchup Saturday will play in a week from now down in Dayton. That match as of now is set to start at 6 o'clock on that Thursday, the 11th. We're just about ready to roll here following the timeout. Calvert looking to take a 2-0 advantage. 20-13, they lead here in the second set of action. Hannah Miller back to continue serving for Tiffin Calvert. It's a big part of their run in the early goings of set number one. Miller now sends it over. Set up near side. Attack too long. They'll say it was deflected at the net that time by Calvert, so it will fall in favor of Hilltop. Taking the deficit back down to six. 20-14, your score. Second set of action today brought to you by Grit. Ready to go here after that. Hilltop serving. Now they'll set it up for Shook, and Shook will put that one down. Unable to be dug out cleanly that time by Saunders for Hilltop. Back to a 7-point advantage for Calvert. Manichek checking back in for Heminger. Palm will check in for Shook. Palm will go back to serve now for Calvert. Palm now sends it over. Top sets it up near side for Rodriguez. Gets that through the wall. Deflected by Olanicek and Laney on the near side. Goes out of bounds in favor of Hilltop. Taking it back down to six. Shook will check in for Palm after Palm served. Now Heminger will check in for Shook after a brief checking out. Rodriguez now back to serve for Hilltop. It'll be Rombach sending it over and putting that one down near the back line for the Calvert's kill. Rodriguez tried to dive and save it, but did not have enough real estate over there. 22-15, Calvert leading here in the second set. Kate Rombach now back to serve for Calvert. Saunders digs it up for Hilltop, setting it up opposite side. Dug out by Miller for Calvert now. They set it for Laney. Diving dig from Rodriguez for Hilltop. Bailey sends it over, and she'll put that one down near the back line for the kill after the deflection. Another point for Hilltop. 22-16, now your score. It'll be Saunders back to serve now for Hilltop. Heminger digs that one up for Calvert. White setting it up opposite side for Laney. Dug out by Hilltop. They set up opposite side for Bailey. Deflected by Calvert, but they deflect it out of play over towards the Hilltop bench area. That'd be two straight points for Hilltop. 22-17. Now your score. Calvert leads by five. Trying to take a two sets to none advantage are the Senecas. Saunders now to serve for Hilltop. Heminger digs it up again. White setting it up for Lanacek. Deflected, and that'll fall in favor of Tiffin Calvert after a deflection on the Hilltop side. Now 23-17, your score. Andy checking out, Mangiola checking in. The senior will go back to serve now for Calvert. Mangiola now sends it over. Rodriguez digs it up this time for Hilltop. They set it up opposite side. Dug out by Heminger now for Calvert. Near side for Miller. And Miller slams that one down on the middle part of the floor for the Calvert's kill. And just like that, Calvert now 1 point away from taking set number two. And Giola to continue serving for Calvert. Leading 24-17. Calvert faithful on their feet on the opposite side of the floor. And now we're ready to go. Mangiola sends it over. Hilltop digs it up. Set up opposite side. They just tap it over. Miller sends it right back. Tug out by Rodriguez. They'll set up opposite side for Bailey. Mangiola digs it up for Calvert. White for Lanacek down the middle. And that'll fall in favor of Calvert just like that. A two sets to none advantage. Calvert takes set number two. This time at 25-17. With that, we'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll be back shortly to start the third set of action here in 2 minutes on your home for Tiffin Calvert Volleyball. Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI.
Schaefer's has been committed to providing superior products to farmers since 1839. In everything they do, their goal is simple: to give customers exceptional products that provide superior results they can depend on every time. This philosophy holds true in their line of Schaefer's crop enhancement products. Each and every Schaefer's product has been field tested and shown to provide significant benefits to the farmer. Give Gary Borowitz a call today at 419-262-8798 and put Schaefer crop enhancements to work for you.
At Blanchard Valley Health System, we're looking for individuals to join our family of professionals. We require compassion, dedication, and the desire to make a difference in a fast-paced healthcare environment. Jobs are available in clinical and support services. We offer competitive wages and benefits. The culture of BVHS is unique and rewarding. Visit bvhealthsystem.org/careers to search our current openings. Blanchard Valley Health System, we're here for you.
Your home for fun, food, sports, and spirits is also the home for value.
Frickers!
Frickers Everyday Values begin on Monday with boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday offers traditional frickin' chicken wings. On Wednesday, enjoy a steak dinner. And on Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Kids eat free every day. And your favorite events are on TVs everywhere. The home for Everyday Values is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits.
Frickers!
Roto-Rooter is always the first name you think of when you have problems with your sewer system or any other household drains. Tim Munger and Roto-Rooter will thoroughly clean your sewer system, sink, shower drains, and toilets. The Mungers have been serving the Fostoria and Seneca County area for over 60 years. Give Tim Munger a call at 419-435-3360. That's 419-435-3360 for all of your drain cleaning needs. And away go troubles down the drain.
Getting ready to start set number three here from the Elida Fieldhouse. Calvert with a two sets to none advantage, looking to clinch another trip to the regional finals here in Elida. Fourth straight season, the Tiffin Calvert Senecas have made their way to Elida with four straight district titles to back up that claim. Lance Morris here with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. Calvert, a two sets to none advantage. Winning set one, 25-20, and set two, 25-17. Taking the first two sets today over Hilltop. Winner of this one, back here on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They will take on New Knoxville to punch their ticket down to Dayton for the state semifinals. Now we're just about ready to go here. Calvert should serve first to start off his third set of action. Emma White already with the ball in her possession. Ready to go here now to start the third set. Emma White serving for Calvert. Hilltop setting it up opposite side for Rodriguez. And for the third straight time, Hilltop will start this one off with a 1-0 advantage this time here in set number three. Rodriguez was able to paint the near side corner for the point for the Cadets. The Hancock now to serve for Hilltop. Diving save. Miller able to get to it in front of the bench. And then Mangiola ends up sending it over that time for Calvert. Didn't even have to do the free ball. And Rodriguez, another kill for the Cadets. Both Mangiola and Heminger tried to dive to that one. Neither one close enough to grab it. 2-0 lead now for Hilltop here into the third set. Hancock, the best server on this Hilltop team, continues to serve. Calvert sets it up for Hannah Miller. Dug out that time by Hilltop. Will send it over. Miller right back over. And then sent into the crowd by Casey Conley that time for Hilltop, getting Calvert their first points of this third set of action. Laney will check in for Mangiola. Hannah Miller now back to serve for Calvert. Trailing set 3-2-1. Miller now sends it over for Calvert. Set it for Rodriguez. Heminger digs it up for Calvert. White setting it up for Shook. Sends it over with her right hand. Conley setting it up opposite side for Rodriguez. Diving dig from Heminger that time for the Senecas. They set it up for Rombach. She taps it over. Dug out that time by Horton for Hilltop. Horton ends up sending it over cross-court attack. It will be a little too strong as that goes out right in front of the Calvert bench for the Calvert point. Now we're all tied up here 2-2 here in set number three. Set number three today brought to you by Wilson Tires. Find them in Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Online at wilsontires.com. And Miller still serving for the Senecas. Rodriguez able to put that one in near side corner for her third kill of this third set. Hilltop now retaking a lead now by one. Now Alex Horton back to serve for Hilltop. Heminger digs that one up for Calvert. They set up near side for Shook. And Shook gets that one through the wall after being deflected, but deflected by Hilltop right out of play for another Calvert point. Ties it up 3-3. Celia Palm will check in now, as does Caroline Lanicek. Out go Heminger and Shook for Calvert. Palm now serving for the Senecas. Set up for Rodriguez, deflected. Back over now to Hilltop. Set it up near side. They get it over again. Miller setting up this time for Rombach. Deflected now, still on the Hilltop side. Conley finding Rodriguez, but can't quite navigate that one over the net on the opposite side for the Calvert points. They retake a lead. Now 4-3 here in set number three. Cecilia Palm, the sophomore, continuing to serve for Calvert. Hilltop setting it up near side for Rodriguez. Deflected a couple times by Calvert before it goes out of play behind them for the Hilltop point. Back and forth action here in the third set, all tied up 4-4. And they're now checking back in for Calvert. Now Rodriguez serving for Hilltop, but that one goes a little too strong out in the painted area of the floor, in the basketball part of this hardwood floor here in the Elida Fieldhouse. Calvert now retaking the lead, 5-4. Trying to take this one in straight sets here today over Hilltop. Kate Rombach now back to serve for Calvert. Rodriguez sends it over for Hilltop. Heminger digs it up for the Senecas. White setting up for Lanicek right in the middle of the floor. Rodriguez tried to dive but could not get to it. Calvert back to a 2-point lead here in the third set of action. Kate Rombach will continue to serve for Calvert. Up by Horton. They set it up opposite side for Bailey. Deflected back to Hilltop. Set up for Bailey again. Barely getting it over. White sends it right back over with her right hand for another kill for the senior. Calvert adding on to her lead once again, 7-4 here in the third set of action. Come back continuing to serve for Calvert. 7-4 they lead here in the third set. The senior sends it over. Hilltop sets it up for Horton. Now Calvert finding Lanicek, deflected back to Calvert. Heminger setting it up for Lanicek. Barely gets it over the net, but had just enough on it, and it'll fall in favor of Calvert for another point for the Senecas. They now lead 8-4 here in set number three. Rombach will continue to serve, and on a little two-point run with her back there serving. Rodriguez digs it up this time for Hilltop. Miller digs it up for Calvert. White, near side for Laney. Dug out by Hilltop. Set up opposite side for Bailey. Deflected at the net. Emma White sends it right back over. Rodriguez digs it up for Hilltop. They'll end up sending it back over to Calvert now on the free ball. Rombach to White. White sending it over with the Emma White special, but saved that time by Hilltop. Down the middle attack. And that'll be just a little too far. And Calvert forging at that time because they were very much out of position, but a little too strong on that attack from Hilltop. Gives Calvert now a five-point lead, 9-4 here in set number three. Kate Rombach continuing to serve for the Senecas. Horton digs it up for Hilltop. Rodriguez down the middle attack. Miller digs it up. White setting it up for Rombach. Back line attack for the senior that time, and that falls in favor of Calvert. Calvert now rolling 10-4 here in set number three, and we'll see the first timeout taken here, this time by Hilltop. Calvert leading 10-4 here in set three. We'll take a quick 60-second timeout as well. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Having second thoughts about your well water? Try Watershed Water. You can get great-tasting purified water for just 25 cents a gallon. Bring a 1 or 5 gallon jug to one of our watersheds and fill up today. Find a watershed in the Fostoria Plaza, at the Bloomdale Water Tower, and Stony Ridge. For all locations, go to nwwsd.org. Watersheds are operated by the Northwestern Water and Sewer District.
Need new tires or tire service? Then Wilson Tire Company has you covered. Offering 15 brands of tires and providing 24-hour roadside assistance, Wilson Tire Company can get the job done. In business for over half a century, Wilson Tire Company has three convenient locations: Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Wilson Tire Company offers mobile services, especially for commercial and farm applications. Check them out on the web for contact information or simply set an appointment from the comfort of your couch. Wilson Tire Company, a trusted partner for all your tire needs.
Back we are here, third set of action, regional semifinals of volleyball here on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI, online through WBVI.com. 10-4 advantage for Calvert here in the third set of action. Hilltop able to get that one down, though, for a kill for them on the back line that time off the hand of Bailey. 10-5 now your score, Calvert, with the five-point advantage here in the third set. The Senecas looking to take this one in straight sets to advance to the regional finals back here Saturday afternoon, where they would possibly take on New Knoxville. Miller digs it up after the Hilltop serve. They set it up for Lanacek. Dug down that time by Rodriguez for Hilltop. They set it up for Bailey. Deflected at the net by Caroline Lanacek for the point. Calvert back to a six-point advantage here in set number three. Mangiola checking in for Laney. She'll now go back to serve for Calvert. Mangiola sends that one over for the Senecas. Diving dig for Mangiola. This time White sends it over, but deflected still at the net over on the Hilltop side. And now that will fall in favor of Calvert. They'll call a double hit on Hilltop. Calvert now leading by 7, 12-5 here in the third set of action. Mangiola will continue to serve for the Senecas. Just a little too strong that time, but Horton wisely let that one go out of play for the service error. Point possession back over now to Hilltop. They trail 12-6. It'll be Casey Conley back to serve for the Cadets. Rombach digs it up for Calvert. They set it up for Lanacek. And she'll put that one down for another Calvert's kill, deflected off of Conley. Calvert adding on to the lead. Now back up to 7. 13-6 here in set number 3. A.J. Heminger, the Calvert libero, back to serve for the Senecas. Digs it up for Hilltop. But deflected into the net. And they'll call an error on Hilltop on the attack. So it'll be another point for Calvert. Now up to an eight-point lead, largest here in this third set. Heminger still serving for Calvert. Horton digs it up again for Hilltop. Rodriguez back line attack. Deflected that time by Shook, but then sent right back over. Hannah Miller sends it right back and deflected out of play by Rodriguez that time for Hilltop. Now a 9-point lead for Calvert, 15-6 here in the third set of action. The Calvert student section creative with the start, the buses chance as Calvert looks to close this one out in straight sets. And somehow Hilltop able to get that one back over after a couple crazy deflections. It'll be Hannah Miller sending it back over with power, but Hilltop able to defend it. Down the middle attack, diving attempt from Heminger, but not enough room. So that one will fall in favor of Hilltop. 15-7 now your score, third set of action. It'll be Bailey now back to serve for Hilltop. Now back first to touch it for Calvert, Heminger. Ends up setting it up near side for Shook. Rodriguez digs it up for Hilltop. They'll set it up for Rodriguez backside and puts that one down in the middle of the floor for the Hilltop point. Two straight points for Hilltop as they try to string some points together here in this third set of action. Stave off elimination. Bailey still serving for Hilltop. Angiola digs it up for Calvert. White, far side for Miller, right in the middle of the floor for another Calvert kill. Calvert adding on to the lead once again, now doubling up Hilltop 16-8. Full rotation, Emma White now back to serve for Calvert. Third set of action here from the Elida Fieldhouse, Division 4 Regional Semifinals on Classic Hits 96-7. Emma White now back to serve for Calvert. Rodriguez digs it up for Hilltop, will set it up near side. And that'll be a point for Hilltop. Hancock on the kill that time for Hilltop. Cutting down the deficit once again. 16-9 your score. Hancock now will go back to serve for Hilltop. Heminger digs it up. White down the middle for Miller. Another kill from Hannah Miller. Calvert adding on to their lead once again. Now 17-9. They lead here in the third set of action. Andy checking in for Mangiola for Calvert. Anna Miller now back to serve again for the Senecas. Barely gets that one over, but does get it over the net. White digs it up that time for Calvert. Heminger, opposite side for Rombach. Diving save, Hilltop able to go with it. Rodriguez sends it over. Heminger digs that one up. White down the middle for Shook. Blocked right back over to Calvert. Laney sends it right back over to Hilltop. They'll set it up opposite side for Rodriguez, but too strong on the attack. That'll be another point for Calvert, adding on to their lead, now 18-9 here in the third set of action. Calvert trying to close this one out in straight sets, advancing to the regional finals back here on Saturday afternoon at 2. Hilltop ends up having to send it over on the free ball. Laney to White to Shook and puts it down right in the middle of that Hilltop defense for another Calvert point. And now we'll see the final timeout taken by Hilltop. 19-9, your score, third set of action here from the Elida Fieldhouse. Lance Morris with you on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. We thank you for making us a part of your Thursday night activities. Here from the Elida Fieldhouse, Division 4 Regional Semifinals. We're into this one right back here on Saturday. A match that will start at 2 o'clock against New Knoxville. Calvert is 6 points away from making sure it is them advancing to that regional finals matchup for what would be their fourth straight year. And for the first time out of these last 4 years of this run for this senior class since Coach Rombach became the head coach here at Calvert, it will not be New Bremen standing in their way, whether it is in the regional finals or in the state finals, because New Knoxville upset them in the district title match to get themselves to the position they are in now, and that is in the regional finals. Now we're just about ready to go following the timeout. 19-9, Calvert leads. Hilltop just now breaking their huddle. Hilltop getting a warm reception from their fans. Miller back to serve for Calvert with the 10-point advantage here in the third set. Diving save. Rodriguez is able to send it back over now to Calvert on the free ball. White setting it up for Laney, but Laney, a bit of an awkward attack angle. Can't quite get that one over. That'll fall in favor of Hilltop. That's a deficit for them down to 9, 19 to 10 here in the third set. It'll be Alex Horton back to serve now for Hilltop. Bell digs it up for Calvert. White setting it up for Shook. So got that time by Saunders for Hilltop. We'll set it up for Rodriguez. Barely gets that one over. Set it for Rombach and able to cross court get that kill down for the Calvert point. Back to a 10-point advantage, 20-10. They lead here in the third set. Cecilia Palm checking in for Shook. And they're checking out. In comes Caroline Lanacek with the two sophomores coming in. Palm now goes back to serve for Calvert. Hilltop, they set it up near side for Rodriguez, but that will hit the antenna on the near side before it got to the Calvert side. So that'll be a free point for the Senecas. Now 21-10, they lead here in this third set. Calvert 4 points away from clinching their fourth straight trip to the regional finals. Palm will send that one over. Hilltop sets it up for Rodriguez. And that will be in on the far side, says the line judge for the Hilltop point. 21-11 now your score. Rodriguez now back to serve for Hilltop. They trail 21-11 in the third set. She'll send it over. Laney accidental free ball right back over, but can't send it right back down. It will be Libby Baker, so that will fall in favor of Calvert. Big missed opportunity that time for Hilltop. Calvert now 3 points away from clinching this one in straight sets. Kate Rombach now back to serve for Calvert. Set up opposite side for Bailey, deflected by Calvert, right back over to Hilltop. They set up this time for Baker, but blocked at the net by Caroline Lanacek. Kate Laney on the assist on the left side of that front line. Calvert now leading 23-11, 2 points away from clinching this one here in straight sets. Rombach continuing to serve for Calvert. Almost got the ace, but just barely dug out that time. Bailey's attack will be much too strong, and that will go out of play in favor of Calvert. Calvert, 1 point away from clinching this one here in straight sets today. Rombach back to serve again, still for Calvert. 24-11, they lead. Rombach sends it over. Joust at the net. It'll fall on Hilltop's side, and that will do it. Calvert clinching their fourth straight trip to the regional finals. They'll be back here Saturday afternoon at 2, where they will take on New Knoxville. With that, we'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back in 3 minutes to wrap this one up here from the Elida Fieldhouse. Again, you're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Looking for a job? The Roby Corporation has several positions available. Seneca Millwork is looking for full and part-time general labor, starting at $16.26 an hour. Roby is also looking for general labor, seasonal summer help, customer service, building and grounds crew, and a local shuttle driver. They are also looking for OTR truck drivers. To apply, go to Roby.com and find career opportunities under the company tab. And for Seneca Millwork, go to SenecaMillwork.com. Come work for one of Northwest Ohio's best companies, privately held and family-driven.
Are you seeking your next career move within the Ohio region? Are you looking for top manufacturing talent in a competitive market? MJ Recruiter specializes in technical and professional manufacturing recruitment throughout the Ohio region. We partner with automotive and non-automotive clients to supply candidates in the fields of operations and supervision, engineering and quality, materials and procurement, and manufacturing, HR, accounting, and IT. MJR, raising the bar. Contact MJ Recruiters today at 419-443-1840 or at www.mjrecruiters.com.
Watching for a House vote on infrastructure. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. After weeks of inaction, which may have hurt Democratic candidates Tuesday night, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they will soon vote on two spending bills.
The more results we can produce in a way that is people understand in their lives, the better it is.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell 14,000 last week, hitting a new pandemic low of 269,000 claims. Tens of millions.